when you allow yourself to become offended, then the adversary will use that to take you down a trail that you never intended. See, you think about it is what offense does, offense will snare you. Offense will trap you. Offense will cause you to stumble. Offense will cause you to be blinded from the truth and only see a lie. And a lot of times when people are offended, they're easily deceived. In fact, it says that when people become offended, the next thing they do is they'll betray you. And betrayal means they'll serve you up. They'll turn their back on you. People who once followed you will end up turning their back on you. And when they turn their back on you, because they're offended. And see, most people who are offended won't even admit the fact that they're offended. They might say, I'm a little upset. I don't mess with that person anymore. I don't trust that person anymore. I don't want anything to do with that person anymore. Not understanding that when you are offended, the longer you stay in offense, the harder and harder and harder your heart becomes, to the point where even when God himself is trying to speak a word to you to try to get you out of that path, you will resist him, because not only will you become offended with people, but even people will become offended with the Lord Jesus Christ himself, to the point where they won't even follow him anymore. They'll say, man, I'm good on that. I'm not going to follow him no more. He's supposed to be so good. Why are these things still happening to me? Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a word this morning that in life you will have tribulations. Jesus himself said, in this life, John 16:33, in this life, you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I've already overcome the world.